Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to the last and final Daf in Maseches Nedarim. We are on Tzadik Aleph, and actually on Tzadik Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Now, before we begin, let's perhaps go back to the Mishnah. Let's refer back to the Mishnah, which will enable us to truly understand today's Gemara. Let's just go back and read from the beginning of the Mishnah here, halfway down the Amud on Tzadik Amud Beis. But it was Shoyna Hayu Omrim. So initially, this is the former version of the Mishnah, the Chachamim held the following view. But it was Shoyna Hayu Omrim, Shalosh Nashim Yotzeis Nitzeis Ksuva, in the following three cases, the Isha, the married woman, can actually compel her husband to give her a get and to pay the Ksuba, which isn't really typical. These are exceptions. Number one, Ha'imeres Tmeya Anilach. She's a wife of a Kayin. And she says to her husband, look, Tmeya Anilach, I'm Tamit, you meaning I was involved with a man against my will, what we call Be'oines, which would not have any ramifications if she were married to a Yisrael, because if she deviates willingly, Beratzin, of course that's an issue, but Be'oines, if it's against her will, then it would not affect her marriage with a Yisrael, rather only if she's married to a Kohen. Kohanim have higher standards. Even an oines occurrence will be detrimental to their marriage, makes her usher on him. So she claims as such, to me, Anilach, sorry, there was an incident which made me tell me to you. Or she says, Shumayim b'ni l'benach, Hashem, heaven knows what's transpiring between both of us. You're unable to emit properly. You can't bear children. The third case is, Unutulani min Yehudim Shemir Neder, I can't interact as married with anybody, which indicates her difficulty in doing so, which makes it like an oines. She's not fit for it. And in all three cases, we follow her wishes. Husband gives a get and she gets ksuba. This was the initial thinking. Chaz Rulaima, when the doiris, degenerated, Yiridas HaDoiris, when we start suspecting that perhaps, she set her eyes on somebody out there and she's just using this as an alibi in order to get rid of her husband. Chaz Rulaima, they changed the halacha. Shaloi Te Ishanei Senes, Eneo Ba'achar. Two, avoid a situation where an Isha might be attracted to somebody else and use this as a catalyst to transfer to another man. Umkalkalas Abbal. We don't want that to happen. Therefore, we switch the halacha. We no longer accept her claim as fact. Rather, in case number one, which is Ha'imeres Tmei Anilach, we don't just accept it as fact. Rather, Tavi Raya L'Dvara, she has to prove, she has to substantiate her claim. Otherwise, we just ignore it. In the second case, Hashemayim B'nei L'Beinach, Hashem knows that, you can't bear children. We don't just, call it quits. Yasu Derech Bakasha, we try to mediate, we try to, appease, and some learn, but we dive into Hashem. And finally, Untilim Nimina Yehudim, in the case of the Neder, we just try to get things back on track. Yafer Lechelka, the husband cancels the aspect, the element of the Neder that pertains to him, which enables him to interact with her normally, but going forward, if she ever marries somebody else, meaning if they ever divorce, she cannot marry somebody else, she's usher with other people. Okay, so bottom lines, before we go down to the bottom of the Amud, to start today's daf, let's just recap the halacha and the Mishnah. We have three examples of which, according to Mishnah, Rishoina necessitated divorce and ksuba payment, whereas in Mishnah Achroina, we just try to get things back on track. We don't necessarily call it quits. Now, in case one, we have an Eishes Kohen who claims that she's unfit for her husband. Okay? We used to believe her. We stopped doing so. What happens if we really know that it occurred? Amar Papa, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amar Papa, Badaglan Rava. Rava attested us. He presented us with a sort of a riddle. Eishes Kohen Shenenza. What happens if we know for a fact the Kohen's wife was involved with another man Be'oines, which makes her usher on the Kohen? Right? It's not our fault, but it doesn't conform to the higher standards of kahuna. So he cannot continue living with her. What happens to her ksuba? Yesh lo ksuba or ain lo ksuba? Does she have a right to collect her ksuba or not? So they must separate. Will she receive a ksuba? What's the question? Kiven to oines legabi koin. Since an oines, a forced experience regarding a wife of a koin, to the koin, this is equated like kirotzen legabi Yisrael, as though an Eishes Yisrael, Yisrael's wife, would deviate willingly. Basically, the point is that in both cases, husbands are now usher to continue with their wives after divorce. So perhaps we should just compare the two. Oynes lagabi koin is like rotzen lagabi yisrael dami in lo kesuba, and therefore she loses the kesuba. Or perhaps you can draw a big distinction here. Matzi amrlei. In the case of the oynes by the eishes koin, she can get up and claim, ano ha chazina. Look, I'm perfectly suitable for marriage. If I were married to Yisrael, would I be okay? Of course. I'm fine. I'm perfectly perfect. The gavra, the man, the kayin, who didn't stach for sadeu. It's his field that got flooded over and destroyed. Says the Ran on the top line here. Gavra, who didn't stach for sadeu, kudushas ku nasoi, gormali, kudupishis b'mas nisen. She's standard. She's not substandard. She's okay. It was an oynes experience. It's not her fault. It's just that a kohen has higher standards. Just like a Yisrael can go to the Beis HaKfaras, become tummy. A kohen cannot. Just like a Yisrael ba'al mum. Nothing wrong with a blemish by a Yisrael, but a kohen who has a mum cannot serve in the mikdash. A kohen has different standards. So it's his issue, not mine, says the Yisha. Now the Rimagash explains, what's the other side of the argument? The Gemara here is speculating whether this experience, this oynes, interaction with the Eishes Kohen, which makes her usher on him, should we treat it as though the sada is gone, the product is gone, she's no longer suitable for him? There's something deficient in the person, so to speak, with respect to this Kohen, with respect to this marriage. In which case, even though it's not her fault, but he's not getting his goods, so to speak. It's like the Gemara speaks about buying, wine, and it turns out to be vinegar. She's not suitable. Or, says the Gemara, no, there's nothing wrong with her inherently. There's nothing inherently wrong with her. The fact that she's okay for a Yisrael, that's standard, and that's fine. He has higher standards. That's not her issue. It's his mazel. It's his loss, so to speak. Taisus back on Ksubas.base says that we only apply this term, the stach vasadeo, by the husband. You don't go the other way, that let's say something wrong with him. You say, well, it's her field that got wronged, and it's her mazel. You don't say that. And Taisus says, because the isha is like the sada of the man, the ish is not the sada of the woman. She's his possession, so to speak, and if there's something wrong with her, his kedushas kahuna doesn't allow him to keep her, that's his issue. Okay, so that was the question posed by Rava. Rava wanted to know, an Eishes Kohen shouldn't answer, has to leave her husband. What about Kesuba? Does she lose Kesuba? Or does she keep the Kesuba because she can say, look, I'm fine, I did nothing wrong. The fact that you can't stay on with me, that's your issue, pay up. Varmina Lei, and Rav Papa responds, we responded to Rava with a clear-cut response, our Mishnah. Take a look at our Mishnah. What's the first case? Haymeres. Tmei ani loch. An Eishes Kohen claims, I'm tamei to you. There was an oynes that makes me usher on you. What does Mishnah say? Yesh lo kesuba. Right? She leaves and keeps her kesuba. Well, that was the Mishnah Rishonim, right? She's yoytze and gets her kesuba. Why is she getting a kesuba? But my askirim, what exactly are we speaking about? The Gemara doesn't yet know the exact circumstance. See, the Mishnah doesn't mention that it's a kohen. So, who was she married to? Let's analyze all the options. Ilem Beishes Yisrael. This Isha who claims that she's Tamei is married to a Yisrael, not a kohen. One second. Ibaratzin. If the incident occurred willingly, she deviated willingly, Klum yesh la ksuba, why would she get a ksuba? An isha who's mezana loses everything. V'ba'ines, if it happened against her will, and she was married to a Yisrael, no harm was done. Mika mitzra al gavra, why would she become asra on her husband? What's the issue to begin with? So apparently we're not speaking about an isha Yisrael, elevation's kohen. We're speaking about a kohen's wife. Once again, let's go through the options. Ibaratsin, if she did it baratsin, klum yesh la ksuba, why would she get ksuba? We learned this in Maseches Ksubas, an isha does nus, loses everything. Migara b'ish Yisrael b'ratzen. Why would she be less than an isha Yisrael who did b'ratzen, who loses the ksuba? Of course, the isha kohen in this case would also lose ksuba. El alav b'oynes. Apparently, it was an oynes circumstance. It's a kohen's wife. She was involved with another man b'oynes, which generates iser between her and her husband. She must leave. She must get a get. And what does the Mishnah say? Ukatani, Yeshal Ksuba. She keeps a Ksuba. It's not my fault. It's circumstantial. It's your higher standards. That are the root cause for my iser to you. Nothing wrong with me. So the question was, Anishas Kohen, who is Zinsa, Boinus, we're speaking that we know that it happened, right? There were Edom, whatever, we know that it happened. She must leave the marriage. What about Kesuba? Answer is, she gets Kesuba. Iboilu, here comes a new question. A brand new question, unrelated to the previous question. It does have some shayichas to our Mishnah, and that's how it comes into our sugya. Iboilu, amra labala gerashtanu gerashtani mau. Anisha gets up and tells her husband, you know, you divorced me. I am no longer your wife. And of course, she claims the get was lost or whatever. Mahu, what is the halacha? Is she believed or not? Can she remarry based on that claim or not? Amar Rav Amnuna, the answer is yes. Tashma, I have a right from our Mishnah. Ha'imeres t'mei anilach. And Eishes Kohen claims on Tami. Da'afilu l'mishnah achroina. Even the final, according to the final version of the Mishnah, the Tani Loi Mehemna, where we don't believe her, we're concerned that, you know, she might have just made it up, it's a ploy. We don't believe her. You know why? Hasamud Mishakra. It's only in that type of case where we suspect that she's just making it up. The other, because she knows full and well that it's her private affair, the Baal Lo Yadaba, that her husband has no clue whether it did or didn't happen. So she has all the confidence in the world to allege this claim without any risk of refutation on account of her husband. Therefore, we don't believe her. Aval gabe girashtani. But in the case of Anisha, who's claiming divorce, I was divorced by you, the Yadaba, where her husband certainly knows one way or the other. Mehemna, in this case, that she is insisting that in fact she was divorced by you, by this man. Mehemna, she's believed. You know why? It's human nature. The chazaka in isha mi'iza banel b'fnei bala. It is a set established rule. An isha would never confront her husband like this. Claim in his face b'fnei bala that he divorced her and she's no longer married to him. She would never do that if it wasn't true. So that's Rav Hamnuna's chiddush, and that's how we pass kan halacha. An isha who claims to her husband's face, "You divorced me," she's free to go. Chazaka ein isha ma'iza panel b'fnei bala. You know what it's comparable to? Chazaka ein adam me'iz panav b'fnei baal chayvay. If an alleged borrower denies his alleged lender's claim, I don't know anything. We believe him. A person would never do that. You could just couldn't face your lender like that and totally deny a favor that he did to you. Here as well, when Isha claims to her husband, "Look, you've divorced me," this type of drastic claim must be true. Amalei Rava Adarava. Rava responds, just the opposite. If you take a close look at the Mishnah, you'll see that this is incorrect. Afilu l'mishnah rishayna. You see, even according to the first version of the Mishnah, Tektani Mehemna, where we learned that, yes, sometimes we do trust an Isha, we accept her claim as fact when, you know, she says, I'm tamed to you, there was an incident that made me tamed to you, we believe it. You know why we do that? That's a special circumstance. There's a special reason for that. It's so shameful and embarrassing to her to speak about this type of incident that happened to her against her will, attacked by this man. It's bizarre to her. If it wasn't true, she wouldn't be speaking about it. And that lends to reason that, in fact, what she's saying is true. So only it's only because of that added element that we even considered accepting her claim. Aval hocha, but you know, the case of an Isha is just claiming divorce. The Zimna, the Takif Laman, God, you know, it could happen that an Isha is, you know, intimidated by her husband and just can't take it anymore. Me'izo, me'izo, perhaps she is going to present this ridiculous claim to her husband, to his face. You have no right, that is true. So Rava disagrees with the rationale, with the Svara of Rav Amnuna. Now Rav Mesharshi is going to come and ask a kasha on both. One kasha on Rav Amnuna, who says that we trust the Isha's claim, and he's going to ask a kasha on Rava, who says we don't take her claim as fact. Masiv Rav Mesharshia. Let's go back to the Mishnah again. So we've just focused on the first case of the Mishnah, Tmei Ani Lach. Rav Amnuna says, well, even according to Mishnah Achroina, it's not believable, but in our case of a Girash Tani, that's really an outlandish claim. If it wasn't true, she wouldn't have said it. Rava goes the other way. Well, even in that Mishnah Rishana, we believe that it's only over there because it's a Bezayinter. It's something which we assume is true. Otherwise, she wouldn't be saying it. But over here by Gerash Tana, you know, it can just happen. It's not necessarily true. Rav Mesharshia is going to focus on case two of the Mishnah. Maser Rav Mesharshia. Hashemayim b'ni lebencha. She says, Hashem, only Hashem knows what's going on between us. You're not Yoyra Kechetz, your Zera is not really producing properly, and you're not able to bear children. The Mishnah is Shoyna Tiyufta the Rabbah. So that case of Hashemayim Benil Benach, the second case of the Mishnah, according to the Mishnah is Shoyna, the first version of the Mishnah, where we believed her, that's going to be Tiyufta the Rabbah, Akasha and Rava. Why? Listen to this. We're going to sort of disprove Rava's rationale. Rava says the only way we can ever believe an Isha is if there's some embarrassment involved. And, you know, the assumption is that if it wasn't true, she wouldn't be embarrassing herself, right? But this type of claim that we're speaking about now, it's his issue. It's not embarrassing to her. This is an example of a claim which doesn't involve shame and embarrassment to herself. The Mishnah says we believe her. Answers the Gemara. Because Rava's response would be like this. Hasam, regarding that claim, that's also uncomfortable for her to say. Kivin delay sagla, it's not enough for her, it's just an expression. It wouldn't work. Delay amra and yerik echetz, if she wouldn't actually specify and elaborate that his zera isn't functioning properly, she has to go and be so explicit. It's something very personal. Referring to her, discerning whether his zera is working properly, that's not something she would get involved in with if it wasn't true. Eloi isa kedika amr, if it wasn't true as she's claiming, like amr lei, she wouldn't be speaking about it. And therefore, the fact that she is claiming as such lends substantiation to her claim, and that's why, according to Mishnah Rishonah, we trust. But in your case of Isha who's claiming divorce, that really doesn't match up to that type of thing, and therefore, we will never know if it's true. Furthermore, asked Rav Mesharshia, Avakasha on Rav Hamnuna now, who believes the Isha, who claims divorce. What about that second case in the Mishnah, Hashemayim b'ni lebenach, the Mishnah Achroina? So that second case in the Mishnah, she's claiming he has an issue with childbearing, and let's go on to the second version of the Mishnah, Mishnah Achroina, where we don't believe her, right? That's going to pose a kasha on Rav Amnuna. Why? Rav Amnuna told us that even according to Mishnah Achroina, where we question her claims, but that's over there. But in our case, if we get Ashtani, it works because it's something that her husband is fully aware of. He knows whether he gave a get, and she wouldn't be claiming it if it wasn't true. right? Says Rav Mesharshia, but take a look at the Mishnah again. Hashamayim b'ni l'benoch. The Mishnah achrayin. T'yava t'yuf to the Rav Amnuna. Why? V'och, look at this claim. The yodahi. U'bala yodaba. Right? It's something that everybody's aware of. And she knows. Yodahi, the bala yodaba. She's fully aware of the fact that her husband certainly can, you know, discern whether his systems are working properly. Right? Uktani d'loy mehemna. And still she gets up and says, well, you know, Rabbi Yisai, he has an issue. Wouldn't this, lead us to believe her? Wouldn't this lend to reason that, just like in the case of Gerashtani, why do you suppose we believe her? Because it's something that he knows about, that she wouldn't be claiming it otherwise. She wouldn't be chotzev to do it to his face. Here as well, it's something that he certainly is fully aware of. If it wasn't true, would she claim it to his face? And the Mishnah says, Lo mehemna, we don't believe her. That's a kasha on Rav Amnuna. Apparently, she must substantiate any claim that she makes. Answers the Gemara, no. It's different than Gerash Tani. You know why? Kasava Rav Amnuna. Because Rav Amnuna holds. Hachanami. Here as well, in the case of the Isha's claim of Eini Yerek Echetz, he gufa Amra. She's thinking to herself, look, he's not fully aware of what's going on inside of me. Nihida b'bia yada. He knows that there's a bia taking place. He knows that he's interacting with me as married. Okay. Up to that point, he understands. But the intricacies of the emission of the zera, that's something that he can't really fully discern. That's my department. B'yayra kechetz miyada. Does he really understand? Is he really fully aware of the circumstance of the yayra kechetz? And therefore, she's thinking that he probably has no clue, and she takes the liberty. She'll take the liberty to just make up stories without fear of being challenged. So that's why in this case we can't trust her, but in the case of the Isha who gets up and says, you have divorced me, that's something that he certainly knows about. If it wasn't true, she wouldn't be saying it, and therefore we believe her. Rava disagrees. He says, even that would not provide enough basis for believability. Okay, so we had a Shiloh, which Rava posed to Rapapa. Isha's Kohen, who did Znos Ba'oines, she must leave her husband. What about Ksuba? The answer is, you do get Ksuba. We see that now in Mishnah. And Isha gets up and says to her husband, you've divorced me. Rav Amnuna says she's believed. Chazaka, Ein Isha Me'iza Panel, Vifnei Bala. Rava says, not so. And the Rav says, we paskin like a Rav Amnuna. Continues the Gemara with a story. It's a story about a married woman. The Chol Yoyim of the Tashmish. Every time after she interacted with her husband as married, Mikadmo Mashma Yodei L'gavah, she would get up and wash his hands. Yoyim Echad, one day, Asyolei Mayilu Mamash. One day she gets up and she brings him some water. Amar Lahi, he looks at her with astonishment. He says, why now? Hadam Milso, well, this experience, Lahi Hava Sayyidna, we didn't do it, so there was no interaction between us. Why are we washing? Amrullah, she says, oh, okay, it must have been somebody else. Im Cain, I interacted with somebody, right? So it must have been the guy, the delivery man. Chad min Nachram, one of the non-Jewish haluyeh, the detergent peddlers. Dav Hocha, which were here, one of those guys, Idna, which we're here now, today. If it wasn't you involved with me, you know, it was dark, perhaps I misidentified the fellow. If it wasn't you, Dilma Minhoin, maybe it was one of them. Does that create an issue? Amar Rav Nachman, no. No believability whatsoever. Like the Mishnah says, Einea Nesna Ba'acher, we are concerned that she has placed her eyes on somebody else, meaning she's trying to figure out a way to dissolve the marriage. V'leispa Meshasha, B'mila, we give no credence to her words. Another story. She was unhappy with her husband today. Amrullah, he tells her, what's wrong? What's wrong today? Amrullah, she says, I never had such a difficult experience interacting with you as married as I did today. It was very hard for me and it affected her mood. Amrullah, he tells her, what do you mean? It never happened today. We didn't interact together. What are you complaining about? Amalei she says, oh, so it must have been somebody else. And Cain, if it wasn't you, then Halei Nachrim, those non-Jewish naftuye, the kerosene peddlers, Tavahacha, who were here, Hayidna today, he antla, if it wasn't you, Dil Machad Minhay, maybe it was one of them who got involved with me, in which case I'm usher on you. And of course, as the Ram points out, we're speaking about an Eishes Kayan, because if it's an Eishes Yisrael, she wouldn't be Aser if it wasn't something she did, you know, cognizantly. Rather, it's an Eishes Kayan, which would make her Aser on her husband, even though it was B'Oynes. And he says this is like an Oynes, because although it wasn't a forced experience, but the fact that she thought it was her husband, you don't have a bigger Oynes than that. In any case, that's the issue. She would be concerned that this in fact happened. Amar of Nachman, don't worry about it. Don't pay any attention to her words. Lo tashkichun bo, don't pay attention. Noisenes einu ba'achravoy, perhaps she's seeking to marry somebody else, and that's why she's making it up. Another story. How gavra this man, hava maharzik bebeisa, hava vintusa. He was maharzik. He was hiding in this house with a married woman. Al asa, mori debeisa, the balabais, came in. Parte noyef lehutza v'arak. So the noyef, the balavera, he tried to figure a way out. How did he escape the house? He broke through parte. The noyef broke through lehutza this twig fence v'arak, and he escaped in that manner, basically exposing himself to the husband on his way out. Omar Ravas. Ravas says it is a sharia. The Isha's Asr, the fact that this fellow allowed himself to be seen on his way out, indicates that he didn't do anything wrong, because in Isa Davadi Surah, if he would have done something wrong with the Isha, Irkusi Hava Mirkas, he wouldn't have exposed himself, he would have hidden until the Balabais, goes away. He wouldn't have just ran out like that in public. How Noyev, another story of a Noyev, the Al Gavei Intisa. So he went and had to do with this Isha and this house. Asa Gavra, her husband shows up. Salik Noyef, so the Noyef, the Balavera, moved away. Esiv Bikale Bava, there was some sort of curtain area near the doorway. He hid behind the curtain. Hava Machtan Tachli Taman. Now, it so happens that there were some Tachli, some translated as cress, some as cherries. In any case, there was some, fruit over there. Vitamin and Chivya. And it so happens to be that a snake had partaken from those things, which makes them, vulnerable. They're concerned about them being poisoned, in which case a person may not partake in those things. Ba mori debeisa. Now, what happened was the balabais, this woman's husband, shows up, and he walked over to the fruit. Lamechel manahu tachli, was about to eat it. B'lo yedata d'intisa. Without his wife, realizing, otherwise she would have stopped him. So he was about to eat the fruit, and guess what? He hears a magic voice call out. Suddenly hears this Noyev calling out to him, no, don't eat them. The Tamina Chivi, there was a snake involved. He had some of them, and it's dangerous to partake in those cherries. Amar Rava says, Rava, that's a raya that he didn't really commit anything severe with the Isha. You know why? Otherwise, he would have let the guy eat it and die. Intase Sharia. The fact that the Noyev interceded in order to protect the husband is a raya that the husband's wife is mutter. There was no aver done with this Noyev. Because otherwise, if he would have done something wrong with her, he would have been more than happy to let this guy eat and die and get out of the way. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk, in describing the Noyafim, those who do averes with women, they're vulnerable to Avera, to Gila Rayas, and even to Shvichas Damim. They're not concerned about taking people's lives, in order to facilitate their Averas. Kinafu, Vidam B'Yadayim, even Dam is in their hands. So this fellow would not have been too concerned, and the fact that he expressed his concern and protected this husband is a raya that he's not one of those people. Says the Gemara Peshitta. Well, obviously, it's not much of a chiddush. The fact that he's so concerned about this person's well-being is a raya that he's okay. Says the Gemara, no, perhaps just the opposite. Maybe he did something wrong with his fellow's wife. The reason why he warned him against eating the poison, because he prefers that he doesn't die. He prefers that the husband remains alive. You know why? Listen to this. He wants the husband to stay alive, so that this fellow's wife should be considered to him as stolen goods. It's more enticing. Mayim gnuvim yimtaku, v'lechem sesarim yinam. Stolen water is sweeter. Stolen bread is more satisfying. A big yetzer for something stolen, for something forbidden. He'd rather the husband stays alive so that he can continue this behavior with his wife, which would be preferable to the Yetzirah than something which is mutter to him, which would happen if this husband dies. So perhaps I would consider this claim, and in which case we can say that the fact that he warned him against eating it is not a raya. Perhaps he did do something wrong, but he wanted the husband to stay alive. K'mashmalan d'chiddush says, no, we don't go that far. We're assuming that if he had a real interest in his fellow's wife, he would have just let him die. The fact that he protected him indicates that he was clean and free and innocent. Hadun Allah ve'elu nadarim u'slik alam eseches nadarim. So to summarize, we have the Mishnah. Mishnah Rishonah told us that in the olden days they would trust the Isha when she claimed all types of claims which generated divorce and ksuba. Today we don't do that. Mishnah Achronah requires substantiation of claims. We're concerned about Shema Nosna Inel Ba'achar, like we have the stories at the end of the Gemara, four stories which highlight that concern. Unless she can prove her case, she wouldn't be usher on her husband. By the way, the Ran points out that in all these cases, there isn't really a reason to make her usher. There was no Edom or anything, but the Ran says a Baal Nefesh, a person who's overly concerned about his spiritual destiny, he would really be cautious in these cases. Meaning a husband who encounters this type of situation would have real concern if he was a Baal Nefesh, but since we're concerned that she's just making it up, even that slight concern, even that chashash falls by the wayside. Okay, in any case, Rava wanted to know what happens if an Eishes Kohen was Nansa. She must leave him. What about the ksuba? The answer is she gets ksuba. We had a chiddush that an isha gets up and tells her husband, "Girash tani, she's neman chazoka in isha meiza paneh b'fnei balo." That's Rav Amnuna. Rav disagrees, and we pass on letter Rav Amnuna. Hadron lach ve'elu nadarim. It was a pleasure learning together. May Hashem help us continue learning together. Many more mesechtes. Gzun tehet besimcha v'tuv leva. With much hatzlacha, z'ad v'shmaya ad bias gerot tzedek. V'mhira v'yameinu. Amen.
I know you've been nervous since the Zeus after you row. He long was the yo you row. Oh, you sleep later, no. You've been nervous since the Zeus after you row. He long was the yo you row. Now you know what's the besides, I told you so. Keep on the voice, we owe you all. Now you know.